You're listening to SBS News.
They're a group of chemical elements vital for modern devices such as smartphones, electric cars, and wind turbines. Global demand for rare earth minerals is growing, doubling in 8 years to 2023. According to Australia's National Science Agency, the CSIRO, Australia holds at least 4% of the world's rare earth element reserves. Extracting them from the ground is no easy task. The Trotter family could soon be on the site of one of the world's largest rare earth mines outside China after the Victorian government gave its final approval for the project. The eldest son, Riley, is not looking forward to the prospect.
A bit sad, like, I have a lot of memories here. We learned to do everything here. Got a lot of freedom. And, yeah, a bit sad, they want to kick us out.
Farmers in the Wimmera region in Western Victoria are among those in Australia facing the prospect of new rare earth mining projects. Mother Sarah says they learnt the mine was approved from a local paper.
So this is our family home where we want to bring up our kids and even their grandkids here. We want it to last forever. They couldn't imagine living anywhere else. This is our home. We've worked really hard to get where we are, and they see the passion that we have for this farm, the legacy that there is.
The Trotters could lose up to 500 hectares of land to Astron Corporation's Donald Rare Earth and Mineral Sands Mine, which could see operations just 200 metres from their family home.
Their grandfather still works on this farm. He's still here every day, still farms with my husband. The kids see that and they want that too. They want that relationship. They want that legacy, and they want that to go forward as well. And we want to be able to give that to them, and we may not be able to, and that's not our fault. That's the government's, by allowing this to happen to us. It's gut-wrenching.
Mining is expected to start in 2027 and continue until 2068. The Trotters are concerned about dust, noise, traffic and light pollution from the mine, and say they'll eventually be forced to move out.
It comes either under noise restrictions, so for a mining company, you can't fall within their noise restriction, and then they will remove you from your home because of the noise.
The mining company says it plans to lease or buy land from affected farmers, actively monitor and minimise impacts, and rehabilitate farmland after mining ends. But the Trotters don't want to leave.
We're going to go till we can't go anymore. We're going to chain ourselves up to gates. We're going to put tractors in front of our farm. We're going to do what we can to stop this. We're not going to go down quietly. And we have an amazing support system with family and friends. And there are so many other people going through what we're going through. And everyone is sympathetic and empathetic. And we're all going to fight this till the end. So, we're not going to go down easily.
She's not alone. In the regional centre of Horsham, locals have voiced their opposition.
Well, I think this is what you're facing here. And this is why, basically, you shouldn't go ahead.
Hoping strength in numbers will amplify their objections all the way to government. But others say there's a strong case for mining. James Sorahan is the Executive Director of the Mineral Council of Australia's Victorian Division.
Coexistence is really important for all primary industries. Farming and mining can coexist and do coexist around Australia and in parts of Victoria. This is something that regional Australians can benefit from. In Victoria, we know from the gold mines, the five operating here now, that there are huge benefits locally, and we would expect to see the same thing roll out with mineral sands and rare earth mines. Victoria is the only state in the Murray Basin currently not mining mineral sands. We have done in the past, South Australia and New South Wales are, so we need to be a part of that story and make sure Victorians can benefit from jobs and local businesses and suppliers sharing that $570 million of spending just last year just from five gold mines in Victoria.
There were residents SBS spoke to who supported the rare earth project, saying it would bring jobs and stimulate the economy, but they did not want to go on the record. Those opposed to mining cite Iluka Resources' Douglas Mineral Sands Mine as a cautionary tale. The mine operated from 2004 to 2012, after which it became a disposal site for radioactive waste from Victorian and interstate mines. 13 years later, rehabilitation efforts are ongoing and due to be completed by the end of the year. SBS travelled to a farm in nearby Canongog, which leases land to a mine during its operations.
Oh, it's a hollow, but there's no hollows out here like there.
Horsham Mayor Ian Ross says the rehabilitation has been a long process.
It hasn't happened. It's 20 years after rehab and still not returned to cropping because the land's still slumping. And we're concerned about what mining companies claim they can do in relation to rehabilitation to the real outcome of what happens afterwards. The statements are made like they believe they can coexist with agriculture, but a faith statement like we believe doesn't cut it. You need empirical scientific evidence that you can do it. And that's what we have not got.
The farm's owner, who did not want to be identified, says he can no longer use some of his paddocks for growing crops and now uses them for sheep grazing, which is not as profitable.
I think it's just poor practice. It's not world's best practice, as I were promised. And it's not responsible mining. I think it's irresponsible.
Iluka Resources says the claims are unfounded and inaccurate and that their mining operation was in accordance with both federal and state regulations. For fifth-generation farmer Scott Johns, it's the uncertainty causing concern.
We don't know what's going to happen. I know WIM Resources, we've had a few meetings, but there was nothing put on the table. Nothing at all suggested as to compensation, how they want to go about doing this mine, whether they're going to buy the land, whether they're going to lease the land, what sort of compensation we're expected to get. It's been a very much a divide and conquer by WIM Resources. They don't want us to talk to anyone else about what they've offered or what they haven't offered.
His farm is partly on the proposed site of WIM Resources' Avonbank Mineral Sands project. The mine has received federal government approval, and the decision to grant a mining licence now lies with Resources Victoria, following a community feedback period. He wants to pass the land to his children, but WIM is proposing the development over a 38-year period for mining and processing, which will operate 24 hours every day of the year.
Probably the biggest thing for me is, what are we going to have when they've gone? You know, like, it's probably, the project's meant to last for 30 years, and who's going to own it in 30 years' time, and who's going to take responsibility for it, and who's going to do the reclamation, and if the reclamation doesn't go right, who is going to pay for it?
Shivay Prema, SBS News.